Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Lunch Grill. I hope everyone's doing well today. This is Margaret Jackson from AM 1220 KDOW, welcoming you to Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended. Business on the Edge is brought to you by your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the Edge, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know you're listening to us, and Facebook, Business on the Edge, or you can email us with your questions at onthe edge@businessontheedge.com. Blog Talk Radio listeners, what's on the lunch grill today? Well, I want to talk a little bit about some of the changes we're seeing in the workplace, and I'm not sure if change is really the best word to put it. We have a lot of dynamics going on in the workplace, from culturally to gender to, you know, we talk about those different things. I like talking about topics that make people a little bit uncomfortable because these are the realities that we live in, and so we need to really pay attention to what's going on. And today we're going to talk a little bit about religion in the workplace, faith in the workplace. Is there a place for faith in the workplace? How are people feeling about some of the dynamics that we're seeing? Is it culturally changing? In fact, we just finished at the end of June 24th, 25th, we did a two-day small business intensive training classes. You're talking about 15 hours plus, 16 hours of just intensive training, mind-boggling activities, and just getting people to think, getting small business owners to think, getting professionals to think. In fact, one of our attendees was an employee of AT&T and he's thinking about starting his own business. And so we've really been challenging the thinking. And so these training classes that we do are really to enhance what you're doing, whether it's professionally or whether you own your own business. We want to give you resources to kind of fuel you. And I totally was fueled. I was down in Dallas for the Dallas Small Business Expo. And so if you were in Dallas and you were at the expo, you know that the Small Business Expo was rocking. It was fantastic. I have to applaud, you know, the Small Business Expo producers that put this on along with Power Team, Bill Walsh. Fantastic. You just, you know, if you're a business owner, you're a small business owner, there's things that you just cannot afford to do. It is difficult to grow a business, and it's just you and yourself or you and another person. But sometimes you just have to make the right choices and sacrifices to get your business moving in a new direction. And I have to tell you, you know, Business on the Edge is a small business. And so I do a lot of legwork, footwork, constructing the company in terms of its infrastructure to make it work and comfortable for those that work for me, that we're fortunate to have maybe a little bit bigger team than the average small business if you're just pulling money out of your pocket. So and you're putting that hurt and capital to it. Good for you. Congratulations on that. But what are some of the things that pop up in the workplace? And the reason I mentioned the two-day training class, because one of our speakers there was Human Leap HR consultant, Pablo Pineda. And Pablo's HR experience, one of the things we kind of chatted about a little bit is, do you think that faith is becoming more and more prevalent in the workplace? I think so. I absolutely think so. And not talking about it and those that And you can certainly call in and chime in here. We have a guest call-in line. You can see that on your screen. Definitely call in, and you can vent. And sometimes, and I say vent because oftentimes people are a little frustrated with faith-based people in the workplace. And I would say, I would tend to think more so Christians than any other religious group, whether it be Muslim, Judaism, Jews, you have Buddhism, you have Hinduism, you have so many different, and that's just to name some of the few, Catholicism. And so we got to discuss it. Let's grill it up. Because we're going to do a training class here in about a week called Women in Business, Bridging the Gap Between Business and Faith. Can we do that? What are some of the things that we need to think about when we come into the workplace? And I think we can all agree, for the most part, no one wants to be preached to in the workplace. And, you know, I certainly believe that there is a God, no doubt about it in my mind. Now, it might be a doubt in your mind, but it's just not a doubt in my mind. So let me just say that. But having said that, I also believe that this God allows people to have their a free will in how they choose their religious practices, how they choose their sexual preferences, if you will. I just think that he's not as binding as religion makes him to be. I'm just saying that, and you can agree or disagree. That's my personal opinion, not professional, just personal opinion on that. So when you're in a workplace, this is the way that I kind of orchestrate things in my workplace. One, when you're hiring people, you know that you don't get to ask religious preferences, things like that. That's a no-no. But what if you have someone in your workplace? We're seeing in some major companies, and I think SAS, if I'm not mistaken, SAS maybe, that they have a prayer group. You know, I was looking at, you know, every year there's this, and I think it's Entrepreneur comes out with the top 100 companies to work for, and they'll tell you some of the features or some of the perks of the company. And I was reading one of the companies. I want to say it's SAS. I could be wrong. But how do you respond to that? Well, I would say, you know, having worked with various types of religious groups, I had a customer. We were going into a meeting one day. This was probably 4 or 5 years ago. And he would not. He called the meeting, it was a customer, and he would not go into the meeting until he prayed in his Muslim traditional fashion. And so what did I do? I just kind of hung out and watched. You know, it was unfamiliar to me. It was a little different than what I've seen, you know. But I was recently in a Catholic church for a funeral. I had never, ever been in a Catholic church before, and their rituals were very different as well. And it was a lot of standing up, sitting down, which I thought was really interesting. But in the workplace, how should we deal with that? And I would say this for any religious group, and I think we understand, first and foremost, when you have a job, when you get a job, you're really there to complete the job and task. I don't, you know, and what I think I see more with Muslims, that they have certain times that they pray and will do certain things and go outside of the work to be able to do it. But one of the things that might be smart, if you get hired in, you know, I've done this over the years, is share my religious preferences with my bosses. There's things like I might not work on Sunday, for example. But maybe having healthy conversations, opening up dialogue in the workplace about the various religious groups, not condemning other religious groups for their religious practices. You know, people grow up with their belief systems, usually, you know, through the homes and through, you know, your culture. And I'm that kind of person that I don't, you know, I'm not really interested in condemning anyone You know, I have some very fun conversations with my customers. I have customers, like I said, that are Muslim, and we have a lot of dialogue with regards to religion, and so it's interesting. So I don't think it should be a point of taboo anymore in the workplace. I think we need to talk about it a little bit more, just like we're talking about women and men versus equal pay. And interesting enough, actually, I just saw an article that one of the reasons why women don't get the pay, or it was a commercial, maybe it wasn't an article, but that women tend not to negotiate their salary. So like coming out of college, women will make like $38,000, where the guy will make like $45,000 because they're willing to negotiate. So ladies, be willing to negotiate. I just threw that in just for fun, just so you would have it. Again, I am Margaret Jackson, radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business radio show leader. You can connect with my radio show on Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW, or you can listen live at www.kdow.biz. We get a little bit radical there. I like Blog Talk Radio because I can stretch and talk a little bit more freely than I can on KDOW. And so I'd like to get a little bit more edgy. We're definitely on the edge, on Business on the Edge. If you did not hear last week's show or didn't tune in for last week's show, I was totally, I'm like on fire right now from this Dallas Expo. And we'll be going to the Los Angeles Small Business Expo. So if you're looking at going to that, it would be worth it. Having gone to the Dallas Small Business Expo, I cannot afford not to go to the Los Angeles Small Business Expo. That's going to be November 7th down in the L.A. area. So you can, you know, if you Google Small Business Expo, I'm sure it'll come up. That's a free promo for our team, Bill Walsh and those guys over there. So, again, I think some of the things that we have to think about that's smart in the workplace and dealing with religion is to talk about it, be able to have, you know, open dialogue, maybe part of the meeting. And if people are being overbearing, that's not, you know, that's not cool at all, you know, with dealing with their coworkers with regards to their religious practices. You know, one of the things that people have heard me say, you know, You're not paid to pray on the clock, the business clock. That's honestly, if you want to talk about, you know, I talk about the sloths. If you want to talk about, you know, because the sloths will always say, you know, that's not my job. Well, it's not your job to pray, although there are some organizations that are starting to pay people to pray for their businesses and their companies. How about that? That's new. You didn't know that, I bet. You know, so that is starting to emerge. But unless it's your break or your lunch break, or maybe break in between, your company breaks that you have periodically throughout the day after a certain amount of hours, like 4 or 5 hours, you get that break, a 10-minute break. Keep that in mind, because I can't imagine, and I'm just saying this is me, and I can't imagine that God wants you to go outside of the company standards to appease him and say, no, I'm going to pray on company time, or I'm going to read my Bible, or whatever, you know, whatever you're doing. And because I think that there's, you know, I have to trust and believe, and again, this is my belief system, that there's order. You know, we see order even in our universe. So I imagine that there's order. And I think your bosses would appreciate that, and coworkers would appreciate that. If they're, you know, maybe they're not religious, maybe they're agnostic, maybe they're atheist. And so, you know, I think setting healthy examples is certainly the way to go in terms of that. And again, we're having this training class on bridging the gap between business and faith. And so we have someone coming and speaking that's going to talk about kingdom, because when we look at God, you know, we look at him as a king, right? So they're going to talk about, what does kingdom look like? What does that really look like to us in relationship to man and business and workplace? And then we're going to talk about workplace etiquettes and behaviors. We're going to talk about transitioning. Maybe you're transitioning from being in some sort of faith-based organization, and now you're working in a secular community, and you're not sure what to do, and so you're kind of all thumbs, if you will. And so we're gonna talk about how to make those transitions as well. I'm gonna talk about really the bridging of those gaps and women lead and how women are transitioning the workplace and having a faith-based orientation, how it's important to have a good, I guess the best word to use there is having a good, I guess, witness, having a good, making sure that you're not frustrating your coworkers, your bosses, and the reason why you actually have the opportunity to be blessed with a job. How about that? So it's going to be interesting stuff. We're going to talk about it a little bit more on KDOW, the show, this Friday night. We're going to get a couple of speakers and get them on Baltimore Radio tomorrow, Thursday, for our women in business. And call in if you want to call in and dispute anything that I'm saying. Go right ahead. The guest call-in line is 347-884-9043. Providing this is not an archived listen, you get that. And again, I am the Bay Area's Business Radio Show host, AM 1220 KDOW, Business Manager with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's Business Leader, KDOW's Third in the Nation. Connect with us. You can also call in on our show line for KDOW. That's 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. If you are in the Bay Area, and we do broadcast in the 9 Bay Area counties from KDOW, and if you're not, then you can certainly get us worldwide on the Listen Live line. Otherwise, you can catch me here on good old Blog Talk Radio, where we kind of grill things up a little bit on Wednesday, grilling it up. You're like, where have you been for the last few weeks? I've been traveling and I've been gone, and so I'm trying to learn to juggle when I'm traveling and doing Blog Talk Radio as well, when I'm on the road and having things prepared for me to be able to do that. But while I was on the road, like I said, it was spectacular. And so I'm bringing a lot of resources back to the Bay Area with regards to doing that Dallas Expo, that's Dallas Small Business Expo. So what else about bridging the gap between business and faith? Is there a place? Quite frankly, I don't think anything's going to go away within the workplace in terms of religion. I think it's going to be there. And I think as managers and as supervisors and bosses, rather than being very rigid or disrespectful to the people that's working for you with regards to their religion, is, like I said earlier, dialogue. The best thing you can do is dialogue. And how does that look? Does that mean that you have 20 prayer groups going on around your business? I don't know. I don't know the right answer to that. What I do know is I think that people respect an opportunity to have what we love in this country, freedom of speech. And so we open the doors in our workplace and say, okay, it's not like it's not happening. Let's dialogue about it. What does that look like? And what does the company policy say? So the company policy says, well, is there anything in a company policy with regards to religion and dealing with that? Because, I don't know a whole lot about like the Muslim religion or Buddhism. I like having conversations. We have an intern who's fantastic, and she happens to be Buddhist. And so we dialogued about it. I said, so how does that work? What do you do exactly? I don't understand how the faith is. And so, and she began to explain the best she knew. She's young, so she's a young intern, and it turns out that her mom's more of a devout Buddhist. And so I created that dialogue. When I'm speaking with my customers, and I have customers who's Muslim, and we will have these dialogues about religion. I'm a Christian, so I say that, and so I feel like I have a responsibility with that religious faith, my faith base, that I should represent something in the workplace that doesn't cause people to be frustrated with it or agitated with it. I'm a little bit kind of on the edge. So I might even frustrate other Christians. So that's just the way it is. I'm just trying to tell the truth. It's on the edge for a reason, people. But we got to have these conversations. And so what do I do, you know, when I'm talking to Muslims and, you know, I believe, and they'll ask me things about, we talk about Christ, whether or not he's a prophet or if he's God. And you know what? At the end of the day, we're able to do business well together. We respect one another. So I think the other thing is find common ground, mutually just respect each other for the fact that there is something that someone believes in. And if they don't and they're atheist or agnostic, you know, do me a favor, you know, especially Christians, don't Bible beat people. Really? Are you kidding me? You know, no one wants to be, you know, taking a Bible and just kind of browbeating them. You know, I think the best thing you can do is show a good example. And what example is that? Do your job and do it well. You know, try to do it, you know, be the best. And I think that's just really great character for any position that you might have with regards to your religious practices, beliefs. You know, what boss can get frustrated with you if you do your job well? I know a colleague who works as a VP in a very, very, is it in a Fortune 500 company, probably a Fortune 100 company. I think they're maybe in the Fortune 50 range. But one thing that I just absolutely respect about this lady, this colleague, is that, you know, she has her faith. She's a Christian, and she works extremely hard. She puts, I mean, her attention to detail is immaculate. You know, her coworkers don't understand why she just will stay past work hours, get there before others, just to make sure that her work is stellar. Who can get mad at that? Her boss is right now like, I need to give you a raise. And so I think that there's something to be said for that. And I think saying nothing and being frustrated in the workplace is not a good deal. But I also have a story that was told that because the workplace was frustrated, you know, workers quit because of an overbearingness of religious practices in the workplace. And so, or, you know, and then they do their counter groups, you know, maybe atheist and agnostic. So I think just be smart and use some wisdom on that. You're working around a lot of different cultures. America has changed so much. You know, I am almost 50. And for some of you, that might not mean anything. For me, it means a whole lot. But what I do know is that 50 years ago, even 40 years ago, where I really could probably understand some things, is that the workplace did look different. You know, schools did look different in this country. And so there's a lot of other cultures and companies, cultures coming to the United States and coming into workplaces. And we better be able to dialogue about things that maybe we weren't comfortable with, like sexual orientation. You know, now, really, there's some HR issues around that. But you can't hire and fire people based on race, religion, sexual preference, you know, these things. So you do know that. Let's just get that out of the way. So are these things that we should have in maybe some sorts of maybe company seminars or training classes or HR classes? Absolutely. You know, and this is funny, it's kind of off the cuff a little bit, off the beaten path, what we're talking about. But one of my favorite shows is NCIS. Two of my favorites is NCIS and Monk. NCIS, I love Gibbs. Gibbs is like, he's like the man. He's just a man. And you've got Abby, who's goth. You've got Denozel, who's really so full of himself till we can't. You know, you got Tim McGee, who's kind of like the average Joe. You've got Ziva David, who's Jewish, a Jew. Okay. So you've got these missions. Then you've got Gibbs, who is kind of like the all-American guy. He's the old school steak and potatoes kind of guy, the beer drinking kind of dude. And he's got, let me not forget Dougie, who's down there in the corner of the NCI team, and his little assistant there, Palmer. So you see how serious that, you know, and Dougie's the storyteller, and he's an Englishman. This is the culture that we're living in. You got all kinds of, you know, differences. And guess what? They all get along. Okay, granted, it's a show. But my point is they get along. They got some HR issues because, you know, Dave definitely, you know, kisses Abby when she's having a moment and everything. He's really tender towards the ladies when they're having their breakdown moments and stuff like that. He's kind of like the father of the pack. He's the leader of the pack, you know, and he's, you know, smacking his guys, you know, on the back of the head. Okay, HR issue. But here's my point. Here's my point. You've got a lot of diversity in that group, and it really is a picture of today's workplace. We've got a lot of different diversities outside of, you know, kissing your employees and smacking them on the back of the head. We could probably dialogue about some of these things and try to develop some common ground, some healthy ground, and not be over zealous and over eager in the workplace in terms of sharing your faith and making people feel wildly uncomfortable. I think that there's a healthy place for that, and that I don't think that's, what do they call it, seeker sensitive or something like that. I think people just want to be respected wherever you're at. I think they want to have some level of respect, and I think, you know, that it's okay to say that, and it's okay to deal with that. And so we're going to try to deal with some of these topics in depth on July 13th. If you're in the Bay Area, you're welcome to come out for the event. You can register online at our businessontheedge.biz website. And if you're listening to Blog Talk Radio and you hear this archive show and you want to come, you can come. And if you use the code NORCAL, you'll get a 15% discount on that event. And so maybe we can try to help smooth some things out in our businesses and in our workplace. I definitely try to maintain some balance on how I lead my team and how I deal with, you know, the aspects of religion or, you know, culturally, or, you know, I really focus on, for the most part, the what value does that person bring to our team. And what does that look like? And are we diverse in how we're trying to build this company out? And what kind of company culture do we want? I want people to feel like when they come to Business on the Edge that they're safe, regardless of sexual preference, regardless of religious preferences, regardless of male, female. I want people to feel like they have an environment that they can work in, that they feel safe. They feel like they can be productive, that they can do the job that they love. I think why not? I think that that's probably a cool place to work. At least that's what I think. But again, you're listening to Margaret Jackson, Business on the Edge, Bay Area's number one radio show host, Silicon Valley. Connect with us on www.kdow.biz. Listening to my show live Friday nights from KDOW Studios, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can certainly connect online. But if you are in any of the nine Bay Area counties, you can get us on your dial, AM 1220, and connect with our website, businessontheedge.biz. If you want to get any of our resources, consulting, training classes, let us know. And always you can email me with your questions at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Have a spectacular Wednesday. This has been the Business on the Edge Lunch Grill. And remember, like I always said, live life on purpose and with a purpose. There is just no better way to be than to live that type of life. Until tomorrow.